Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line, and that's how you get in touch with the program. Coming up in about a half hour, Dale Jackson, WVNN, will be with us. Please stay tuned for that. Joining us now, I'm very excited for our next guest. He's very kind to this program over the years in its infancy. But State Senator David Sessions on the line with us, State Senator for South Mobile County. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you, Jeff. Doing well.
Good to hear from you. Well, let's kick it off here. Everybody knows you're a farmer, and I'm curious, kind of like, how are things going for you? There's so many other things going on in the world that can really impact guys in your line of work. With inflation, commodity prices, price of diesel, et cetera, et cetera. But how's business?
Business is busy, but, you know, Jeff, it's tough. We've talked about the rising cost of everything, and, you know, so much stuff is tied to the cost of energy and the price of a barrel of oil that, you know, we're like everyone else, you know, supply chains. By the time you get product in, it's costing you twice as much to, basically twice as much to ship it as it is the product itself. So, you know, and that just adds to the cost that you have to charge for something. And it's really a snowball effect. And I don't see it easing up anytime soon. You know, I think with the midterms coming up, hopefully we get a change in Congress and the Senate and they can take control of the country. You know, our country went from basically energy independent when President Trump left office to within 1 to 2 weeks, what I call energy stupidity. And I'm not against, green energy, certainly for it, but I'm for all forms of energy. But, you know, the technology and those things, that they have to get there before you can just cold turkey. I mean, you just can't cut off your nose to spite your face. It's really silly what the administration did on the energy front, just because the folks that are want to go green are the ones hollering the loudest. And they've really hurt this country tremendously.
Yeah, and they don't. They behind the scenes they would tell you this, Senator, that this is good. Demand destruction is good because it's going to make us wean ourselves off our addiction to fossil fuels. But they don't. Politically, they won't say that, right? They won't say it because it is detrimental to their cause.
Administration done the best thing they could for the cause by running this price of oil and gas and diesel out the roof, and people, you know, it makes the alternatives a lot more desirable and look a lot more affordable. But it's, like I said, it's costing the American public tremendously. You know, when groceries are up 20%, 30%, 40%, you know, just the price of going on vacation is going to be doubled. Everything is, gotten so expensive that it's, people are going to start feeling a pinch. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. You already have a lot of retirees that are having to dip in their retirement funds a little quicker or a little deeper than they wanted to because of the cost of everything. So I think you're going to see things get a little bit worse before they get better.
Well, like you said, I guess our hopes rest on the midterm elections coming up, and maybe if you we'll all be corrected with a Republican majority in the House and/or the Senate, but and they can at least pump the brakes on some of the spending and the devaluation of the dollar.
Yeah, and that's. I think the number was the ARPA funds basically put a directly a 4% increase in the inflation is what it was responsible for. So, you know, I know a lot of that money was needed at the time, and I'm certainly glad that the federal government was able to help people out during the pandemic. But, you know, at some point, we've got to get past that and get people back employed again and going to work and getting their making their money that way, not sitting at home because of a pandemic and using that for an excuse not to get back in the workforce.
Well, that's got to be something to this, though. We have low unemployment, and we're, I guess, Thursday going to get a GDP report that's going to show the second consecutive quarter of negative economic growth. But it's a weird recession with in that we're not going to have a whole lot of job loss. But I guess it's the labor participation rate with all this government money out there in the system and people not getting back to work. It's if you want a job, you could get one, but the public with this ARPA money and a lot of this COVID relief stuff out there, they just don't want a job, and that's why it doesn't. Maybe the metrics don't line up with a traditional recession.
Yeah, it's like I said, you see for hire signs every corner, every street. So there's plenty of jobs available, you know. And I think you had a huge retirement. A lot of people going ahead and cashing out, getting out of the workforce. So one reason you see an unemployment rate so low, I think, is some of that. And then because, they went ahead and retired and not going back to the workplace.
But that's, I guess, for your constituents, because it's certainly true. It seems all the way around the state. It's just a lot of businesses are really struggling to find people to come to work in general.
They are. They really are. I think we're getting to a point to where, you know, if some of this federal money were to dry up, I think a lot of these, especially some of the younger people that really need to go to work, we'll wake up and decide it's time and join the workforce and fill some of these jobs.
Well, you do have this is, I guess it's more, it's just human behavior, right? When maybe you can't make as much money staying at home, sitting on your couch and collecting a check, but if you don't have to go to work, you do the cost-benefit analysis, and the government's really impacting human behavior here with a lot of this. So it's having a very weird impact on the state, right?
It is. It's really strange. You know, it's kind of like you go out to the national parks and you see the signs, you know, don't feed the bears. Well, you know, there's a reason for that. If they're fed too much, they don't learn how to take care of themselves. You know, they forget how to take care of themselves. And I don't think this country is ready for that. We were designed for people to work and be part of the capitalist society. And, you know, the harder you work and the better you do, the more you earn. I think we need to we've kind of lost focus of that. I think it's kind of time we get back to it.
Joined by State Senator David Sessions here on the program. We're kind of come on this program this morning. Senator, I guess it's the usual run-of-the-mill sort of issues you're dealing with. Other than this second tranche of ARPA money that the state will have to figure out what to do probably in 2023, it's gambling, right? It's the same old, same old. And I guess there are some budget hearings and things like that going on. But that seems to be where a lot of the focus is.
Yeah, you know, we'll be coming up on the first year of the quadrennium. I don't really foresee a special session. That round two ARPA fund is money has not been sent out yet, so there's really nothing to do with it yet. And I'm sure the budget committee's general fund budget in the governor's office. So I'm sure they're keeping a close tabs on that and trying to start working on those things. But, you know, yes, it will see the gaming issue. You know, it's kind of several issues that you just continue to see continue to come up until, you know, there becomes some sort of census among the, you know, the legislature and or the public on how to handle that. And I'm sure we'll be dealing with that this year. Not sure what it's going to look like or who will be handling it, Jeff. But
well,
I'm sure you'll see some gaming and then, you know, your usual suspects. We've done a lot in the last 4 years to be affected by COVID. You know, we've paid back probably $900 million to the savings account. We've done a lot of good things for the people of the state, some tax cuts and some tax breaks that we passed last year. You know, a small one for the retirees and one for the lower to middle income families. So we're not forgetting who we're working for, and I think we're going to do all we can to continue in that mode of looking at things that we can cut, taxes we can cut, and perhaps some trying to get the government out of the way of businesses a little bit. You know, small businesses really drive the economy of the state and of the country. You know, most businesses are small businesses, so those are the ones that are providing the jobs, and so we need to do all we can to help these small businesses.
You think that's going to be part of the discussion, especially with all the state's in really good financial shape, that some kind of tax relief somewhere is on the docket?
I'm certain there'll be more. Like I said, we did several last year, and we did a small one for businesses on the, business personal property tax. A small business person, I've never really liked that one very much, and I would like to see it done away with totally, personal. And I understand that, you know, when you do a huge cut like that, you may be hurting some counties that really depend on that revenue. But at some point, it's not doing you a whole lot of good if you tax somebody out of business and they close up their doors and leave the county. So, a business that has a $10 million piece of machinery in their shop or warehouse or whatever they're doing, and they have to pay a property tax on that every year, that's really regressive. I would like for legislature to look at continuing to cut it a little deeper. I think we did it at 40,000. First 40,000 equipment was totally exempt. So I would like to see that cut a little deeper. And Jeff, and to be really forthright on this issue, I'm in agriculture. I'm exempt from business personal property tax as a farmer, but so many of these small businesses aren't, and they have a lot of high dollar equipment that they're paying that tax on every year. And it's really, really can pinch them at times.
Is there much the legislature could do here on behalf of agriculture right now? You hear these stories, it's going to be a tough go at it. You always got to deal with the weather and stuff like that for sure. But with the commodities.
Commodity prices are like a roller coaster, it seems like. And unfortunately, China is always manipulating and controlling these commodities, whether it's grains or whether it's copper or whether it's, steel. They're just unfortunately the big bully on the block, and they'll manipulate it and lie and won't let you know what they have on hand. I mean, it makes things difficult, and I don't know what we can do there. It's tough to deal with these other countries like China and like Russia and ones that you know, that you do business with them. You sell them grain, you sell them commodities, but they're, they said they're not real forthcoming with the truth, and they're trying to keep the prices down until they have it on their dock. And then they're going to run the price up of the finished product because they had misled everyone and they don't have near as much product as they told you they had. But we need to do all we can to keep agriculture solid in this country. Yeah. You know, of course it's personal to me, but you know, agriculture, a good food supply and a good supply of wood and a good supply of clothing means a lot for security of a country. And we need to do all we can to stay in business. And I'm hoping that, you know, hoping for good outcomes for agriculture across the country, not just here in Alabama, but everywhere.
Senator, we got to leave it there. We're up against a break, but thanks for taking a little time with us this morning. It's good to hear from you, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Always good to speak with you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for making time. Say, Senator David Sessions there. We got to get a break in here. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.